Blog Talk Radio.
Years ago to feed his sheep, I started talking with Blog Talk Radio. And now it seems that after at least 11 years of talking to most of you, see, those of you who listen to me, I received a message last week that was urgent. They wanted me to pay for a certain amount of time. I called my provider, credit card provider, and asked them, have they been paying Blog Talk Radio? They said they would investigate. I wonder, and they told me that the $99 that was sent to them monthly was taken out of my check and sent to Blog Talk Radio. I don't know if they investigated it or not. I'm leaving that up to my Father in heaven. I hope they did investigate and find out who is taking my money from Blog Talk Radio and not applying the money to my account. Today is the 17th of November. This is the last day that I should have an account. It should be closed sometime today. I need to find out from Blog Talk Radio if my credit card company found out who was taking the money and if they got the money back from that person and applied it to my account. I have now closed out my old credit card, and I would need to know where to send my money to if they cannot get it off my old credit card. They cannot get it off my old credit card because it's closed out. Let me tell you, see, who I am and what I've been thinking about before I start reading from Chronicles chapter 5, verse 17. And that will be difficult for me to read because a lot of words in Chronicles that I don't know how to pronounce. I will try my best to, because I'm doing it for the Lord God of heaven. I want to do my best for him. I want him to understand that if my program ceases for a few weeks or maybe a month, if Blog Talk Radio has closed my program, I will be searching for another radio station that I can come on and finish doing what the Lord told me to do. And he told me to feed his sheep. And that's what I want to do. I don't care how sick I get. I want to do what he said for me to do until my last day. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I read from the New King James Version of the Bible today because I find that to be an easier read for me. And I want you to know that in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, and the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17, you will find those 10 commandments. And my Father in heaven said that if you love me, you would keep the commandments. So I want you, Sheep, to turn to, I think it's John chapter 14, verse 15, to find that it says, if you love me, you will keep the commandments. And from time to time, I will try and read those commandments to you, Sheep, so that you won't go out saying, I don't know what the Ten Commandments are. I'm trying to tell you, Sheep, what they are. I also ask that you have your three P's ready and handy. And you ask me, well, what are the three P's? They are your pen, paper, and pencil. In that, I am from the old school. I am not technologically savvy like the young folks. They have notebooks and notepads and technological stuff that I don't want to learn, but tell myself, you got to learn this. This is a new day. This is a new thing that you must learn. And I will try to learn. Well, Sheep, let's turn to the book of Chronicles, First Chronicles. That's a one in front of Chronicles. Chronicles is spelled in the Old Testament book of the Bible, Chronicles, chapter 5. That's where we are in verse 17. That's where I left off. Let's start reading there. Now, Sheep, most of you will know that I have a difficult time pronouncing some of these words. And I want you to find out where it is, and you read it for yourself. Also, I forgot, I have been asking, where is it that white folks come from? And that I have been listening to certain people on the radio, and I still don't know where they come from, because the three sons that Jacob had, well, I don't want to tell you no story. I forget the name of the person. He had three sons, and they built a boat and before the floods came, and they were saved. And all the people of the earth at that time was black people. And so I found out, I remember this guy named Rudolph, a white man from Germany, admitted, and he said in a video, that some of us had been trying to find out who white folks were. And that is true. I do not know where they are come from, where they have come from. And he said that white people are not humans. I don't know if that is true or not. Let me know. Let's find out. Maybe he's right. White folks are not human. I always thought they were, and they were always over me. That's what I thought. But he's saying, Rudolph, the white man from Germany, says that we were correct in wondering about white people, and they are not human. That's what he said. And so I don't know. I don't know where they are from. I have been wondering about that. find out for me and post it on my radio station, post it on Blog Talk Radio, or even get your own show and talk about this. Say that white folks are not human. They are from whatever, where I don't know wherever they are from. The earth was populated with brown skinned people, or not brown skinned people. Let us read in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 5, verses 17. Let us start. All these were registered by genealogy in the day of Joram, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel, the sons of Reuben, the Gadites, and the half tribe of Manasseh did fortify. Manasseh had 44,716 valiant men able to bear the shield and the sword, to shoot with the bow, and skillful in war, who went to war. I had to scratch my nose. It's all but way something. Verse 19 of chapter 5 in Chronicles. They made war with the Hagarites, Jetur, Napish, and Noher. And they were held against them, and the Hagarites were delivered unto the hands of all who were with them, for they cried out to God in the battle. He heeded their prayer. He heard their prayer because they put their trust in him. So they put their trust in God, and he heard them. Then they took away their livestock, 50,000 of their camels, 250,000 of their sheep, and 2,000 of their donkeys, also 100,000 of their men, for they fell dead because the war was God's, and they dwelt in their palace until they dwelt in their place until the captivity. So the children of the half tribe of Manasseh grew up in the land. Their numbers increased from Bashan to Baal-Hamon, that is, to Shinar, or Mount Hermon. They were the heads of their families. They were the heads of their father's house. Eber, Ishi, Eliel, Ezreal, Jeremiah, Hodabah, and get a ill. They want mighty men of value, of valor, famous men, and heads of their fathers' houses. And they were unfaithful to the God of their fathers and played the harlot after the gods of the people of the land whom God had destroyed before them. So God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Paul, that's P-U-L, king of Assyria, that is Telekate, Pisa. Let me spell it so you see. P-I-G-L-A-T-S hyphen P-I-L-E-S-E-R, king of Assyria, and he carried the Reubenites, the Gadites, and had traveled Manasseh into captivity. He took them to Hala, Harbor, Hera, and the river of Goshen to this day. So that ends the reading of chapter 5. And if you did not understand or had a difficult time understanding me, I ask that you seek read it for yourself and you'll get a better understanding. Now let us go into 1 Chronicles chapter 6, and then we're going to talk about the sons of Levi. The sons of Levi were Goshen, Kehath, and Merari. The son of Kehath was Amram, Ishah, Hebron, and Uziel. That's spelled U-Z-Z-I-E-L. The children of Amram were Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. And the sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ishmael. Eleazar begat Phinehas, and Phinehas begat Abishur. That's A-B-I-S-H-U-A. And Abishur begat Buka, and Buka begat Ezrai. Ezrai begat Zechariah, and Zechariah begat Mordecai. Mordecai begat Amorah, and Amorah begat Atsub. Atsub begat Zodok, and Zodok begat Ahiz. That's spelled A-H-I-M-A-A-V. And A-H-I-M-A-A-V begat, I just heard something in my room. I'm thinking that I am still on my phone. And A-V-A-R, Azariah, begat Jonathan. And Jonathan begat Azariah. It was who ministered as the priest in the temple that Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah got Amariah, and Amariah got Ahitub. Ahitub got Zadok, and Zadok begat Shalom. Shalom begat Hilkiah, and Hilkiah begat Zadok. A-Z-A-H-I-A-H, and Azira got Sarah, and Sarah begat Zadok. Zadok went into captivity when the Lord carried Judah and Jerusalem into captivity by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi were Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. These were the names of the sons of Gershom, Libni, and Shimei. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Ishar, Hebron, and Uzziel, spelled U-Z-Z-I-E-L. The sons of Merari were Mahala and Mushai, spelled M-U-S-H-I. Now these are the families of the Levites according to their father. Of Gershom were Libni, his sons, Jahath, that's spelled J-A-H-A-T-H, his son, Zimma, spelled Z-I-M-M-A-H, his son, Joash, his sons, Eliel, his son, Sarah, his son, and Arithrah, spelled J-A-T-E-R-A-I, his son. The sons of Kohath were Aminadab, his son, Korah, his son, Asher, his son, Lekiah, his son, Bisa, that's spelled E-B-I-A-S-A-P-H, his son, Esther, his son, Tilhes, his son, that's spelled T-A-H-A-P-H, his son, Uriel, his son, that's spelled U-R-I-E-L, his son, Asa, his son, and Shaul, his son. Hold on a moment, sheep. Let me see who has come with me. I think I am still on Love Talk Radio. I hope that I am, because I don't feel like looking for another place to read the Lord's Word. I want to stay with the Blog Talk Radio if possible. Korah, his son. Esther, A-S-S-I-I, his son. And Kima, his son. Himself, His Son. That's the Ebiasaph, His Son. Esther, His Son. Tell Ha, His Son. That's the T-A-H-A-T-H, His Son. Uriah, His Son. Uzziah, His Son. And Shuel, spelled S-H-A-U-L, His Son. These sons of Elkihan, that's spelled E-A-E-A-E-L-K-A-N-A-H, were Manasseh, spelled M-A-S, let me spell that again for you, see, spelled A-M-A-S-I, and A-H-I-M-O-T-H, who are Elkim, the son of Elkim, were Zipporah, spelled Z-O-P-H-A-I, His Son, and Nephah, His Son, spelled N-A-T-H-T-H. Let me spell that again, see. N-A-H-A-T-H, His Son. Eliab, spelled E-L-I-A-B, His Son. Jeboam, His Son. And Elkanah, His Son. These sons of Samuel were Joel, the firstborn, and Abaha, the second. The son of Miriah was Masha, spelled M-A-H-L-I-Libna, L-I-B-N-I, and son Sina, his, that's spelled S-H-I-M-E-I, his son Uzziah, spelled U-Z-Z-A-H, his son Shemiah, his son Haggai, his son, and Asra, spelled A-S-A-I-A-H, His Son. Now these were the men whom David appointed over the song in the house of the Lord after the ark came to rest. And I don't know where the ark came to rest. See, I will be looking that up as well as I want you to look that up so that you will know when I read to you come this Friday if I am still on Blog Talk Radio. And you can find out where the ark came. And we will all know they were ministering with music for the dwelling place of the tabernacle of meetings until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. And they served in their office according to their order. And these are the ones who ministered with the sons of Kohath, spelled K O HATHITES were Harman the singer, the sons of Joel, the sons of Samuel, the sons of Elkanah. That's spelled E-L-K-A-N-A-H, the sons of Jeroboam, the sons of Eli, that's spelled E-L-I-E-L, the sons of Korah, spelled T-O-A-H, the sons of Yupa, that's spelled the sons of Yupa, spelled V-U-P-A-A, V-U-P-H, the sons of Elkim, the sons of Mahatha, spelled M-A-H-A-T-H, the sons of Amasa, A-M-A-S-A-I, the sons of Elkanah, the sons of Joel, the sons of Azariah, the sons of Zephaniah, the sons of Tahath, that's spelled T-A-H-A-T, the sons of Ashur, spelled A-S-S-I-R, the sons of Abisha, that's spelled E-B-I-A-S-A-P-H, the sons of Korah, the sons of Ishtar, the sons of Kohath, the sons of Levi, the sons of Israel, and the brother of Asaph was who stood at the right hand, was Asaph's sons of Berechiah, that's spelled B-E-R-A-C-H-I-A-H, the sons of Shemiah, the sons of Michael, the sons of Bashiah, B-A-A, S-E-I-A-H, the sons of Yeshua. That's spelled M-A-L-C-H-I-J-A-H, the sons of Ethni. That's spelled E-T-H-M-I, the sons of Zerah, the sons of A-B-A-I-A-H, the sons of Ethan, the sons of Zimrah, the sons of Shemiah, the sons of Jethah, the sons of Goshem, the sons of Levi, the brethren, the sons of Merah, spelled M-E-R-A-R-I. The left hand were Ethan, the sons of Kisha, the sons of A-B-B-I, the sons of Imru, the it's spelled M-A-L-L-U-C-H, the sons of Heshbon, the sons of Amasai, the sons of Hilkiah, the sons of Zai, the sons of Mahala, the sons of Musha, the sons of Mor, spelled M-E-R-A-R-I, the sons of Levi, and the brethren of the Levites, appointed in every kind of service of the tabernacle of the house of God, that Aaron and his sons offered sacrifices on the altar of burnt offerings and on the altar of incense for the work of the holy place and to make atonement for Israel. I have 4 minutes left here. According to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. Now, these are the sons of Aaron: Eleazar his son, and Phinehas his son, Abatu his son, Buka his son, Uzzi his son, Zephaniah his son, M-E-R-I-O-T-H his son, A-M-A-R-I-H his son, Abuta his son, that's spelled A-H-I-T-U-B, Zolak his son, and Amaza his son, that's spelled A-H-I-M-A-A-Z his son. I am going to stop here and start up next time if Blog Talk Radio has been, and if he has not, if he doesn't have me, wherever I go, I should start up on this chapter 6, verse 54. And try my best to read what the Lord has said to his prophet, just because I think that's what he wants you to know. Let us have a closing word of prayer. Father in heaven, your lost sheep, thank you for finding us, and thank you for speaking with me about people in the world. I thank you for that, because a lot of people don't hear you, and I heard you. You told me what to do, and I'm doing my best to follow you. In Yeshua's name, I say that prayer. And most people know Yeshua as being Jesus. Now, let me say to you, see, as in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you all this Friday. And I hope it is his will. Now, I want you to go to iTunes and Apple Play and purchase this song, High and Lifted Up. My nephew produced it with his classmate, and they are graduates of Columbia College of Chicago. Remember, God loves you, and I love you too, but God loves you more.
And don't let them fall by the side. Walk on through temptation, 'cause he